Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
911 emergency.
Search goes on in San Francisco for the man known as the Zodiac Killer.
In New York, the search continues for the .44 caliber killer.
See if you can explain to me why I would want to be a Scientologist.
Betches Media presents...
Tell me we have a lead.
Stone Cold, no.
It was literally like the Hunger Games.
Not another true crime podcast.
What can I say? Tough titties.
It's all fun and games until someone gets hurt.
Welcome back to Not Another True Crime Podcast. I'm Sarah Levine.
And I'm Danny Murphy, and we're your partners in crime, wine, and time, because we'll be in your ear for the next hour talking about some crazy shit. Ain't that right, Sarah?
Oh, yeah. And also, first, I want to say sorry about the echo. I'm recording in a different location than usual, so nobody DM me about it.
Because yeah, someone's done Betches that HQ. Before.
Yes, the new Betches HQ. As you can probably tell, it's very empty.
Truly, it's like, I'm sure you guys will decorate it nice because that's what how Betches operates, but right now it
we
looks like
it
you
nice.
Are in room. You are Brie Larson. You're just yes. in a room shouting in echoes. Yeah.
But no child, thankfully.
No child.
First up, headline hunters. So I wanted to basically just talk about the updates with Britney Spears' conservatorship. I think this was yesterday. Basically, a judge ruled that Jamie Spears will stay on as Britney's conservator. However, she also ruled that she's open to hearing arguments to remove him. So there's hope.
There's hope, but there's going to be no change until I want to say March 2021.
Well, there is a new hearing in it's December 16th is the next hearing okay. that's scheduled. But I don't know what they're going to talk about then. But some interesting stuff that came up at this hearing was that Britney's attorney said that Britney is afraid of her father. And Britney made it clear to him that she will not perform as long as her father is in charge of her career. So unfortunately, Britney fans, it doesn't look like Britney is going to be on the road performing anytime soon. But also neither is anybody else right now.
I was going to say, well, the plus side, in a sense, Britney fans, you won't have to get a concert ticket because the pandemic is still happening. So we're all good on that front. I know, but I'm like, I feel like that could push her dad to maybe do something because he seems like a guy who likes his money. And we
I was about to say that
concerts.
You know, one way he's making his money.
Yeah, is through Britney going to Vegas and being at Vegas and never leaving Vegas. So I feel like maybe they'll reach a deal.
Say Vegas again.
Vegas. But isn't that so sad too that she said that she's actually afraid of her dad and they were like, okay, like I don't like do I think she needs help? Yes, but do like if she's afraid of the person care to like responsible of her, shouldn't there be like another option?
Yeah, that's pretty scary. But there also was another upside, which was that the judge hold on. I'm literally finding this for you guys right now.
Hot off the presses.
Oh yes. Brittany had requested that a corporate fiduciary Bessemer Trust be named co-conservator in her finances, and that request was approved.
Okay, so she's getting some more people with her money, because I feel like it is a thing. It's like, we want to make sure Britney has her money, but we also want to make sure that she doesn't spend all of her money at like Kohl's, because I feel like that could also...
I know, girlfriend, like at least upgrade to Target.
Right, she loves a Taco Bell, she loves a jean short, so I want to make sure she keeps getting those.
She loves a gas station.
Oh,
sorry, if that was too deep of a cut.
Same.
But yeah, so those are the updates with that. I believe right now the next hearing is December 16th, unless some idiots decide to Zoom bomb it again. So don't fucking do that.
And I know for a fact her birthday is December 2nd. So maybe she'll have like, her birthday wish come true.
Oh, wait, remind me. We'll have to post a nice birthday tribute.
Oh, yeah. And like it's like her and then her song, My Only Wish This Year. So like there's a lot of Britney coming on in December, guys.
Oh, my God. That is my only wish this year is that we free Britney.
We free
if
Britney.
She indeed does want to be freed. It's very yeah. complicated, but like...
Kind of like Avril slash Melissa, why'd you have to go and make things so complicated? Britney's conservatorship.
classic Melissa.
But speaking of Britney's song, My Only Wish, this brings me to my question for you. Is this a super secret serial killer trait or not? And because it's the time for this to come out. And I feel like a divide does happen with this. What are your opinions on listening to Christmas music before Thanksgiving?
The thing is, like, as a Jew, I don't really care. I think listening to music, no. Putting up your decorations, kind of.
Okay. See, I am the second, because I'm not a Halloween person. I'm not really a Thanksgiving person. So I just have-
I'm kind of surprised. I don't like getting drunk in a costume.
Honey, that's Tuesday to me. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's where I'm like, when I'm like, people are dressing up in like latex and glitter, I'm like, yeah, that's what I wear to like get like my groceries. And I'm usually three drinks in for that. So like,
I'm
Halloween
obsessed.
Loses its appeal. But then I'm also just like, because I feel like everyone in January, everyone's constant thing is, oh, the holiday season went by too fast. Oh, Christmas flew by. It don't fly by if you start 3 months early. And that's my tip.
So it's a life hack.
It's a life hack. And also, if like we have no joy this year, have joy to the world. If you can have like a spiked hot chocolate 3 months earlier, do that for yourself. It's delicious.
Yes. I mean, that's what I was thinking, especially like in 2019, I'd be like, bitch, calm down. This year, I'm just like, everybody do whatever you want, as long as it's not hurting anybody. Self-care, whatever. So, okay, then what is your favorite Christmas song?
Well, funny you should ask, because if you asked me last year, it would have been, because I kind of like a not sad, but like a thoughtful Christmas song, like A River, Joni Mitchell.
Yeah, you're going to like stare out the window as the snow falls.
On NJ Transit, like with Bizarro.
Yes.
Or like the Pretenders 2000 Miles or Christmas Rapping. That's a really fun one for me. But now, Queen of the Pod, well, Hillary Duff does have an album, but it's a little too old. But JoJo just released a Christmas album.
Ooh.
And it's R&B and sexy. So I think even if you don't really like Christmas music so far, if you just want to get down with a little candy cane, do it.
I will say I do like the R&B Christmas songs. I love This Christmas.
That's my
favorite one. And of course, like the NSYNC one.
And then also Boys to Men, Let It Snow.
Oh, yeah. So I probably will like this album. Like, I don't know if I'll buy it, but if I hear it on in the store, I won't be upset.
Well, the beauty of 2020 is I don't know how artists make money because I haven't bought an album in years. So
that is true. I will tell you though, my mom, so I'm on my family phone plan and we don't have unlimited data because I don't know, we're living in like 2010. And my mom is like, you are going way over on the data. And I'm like, oh shit, it's probably because I'm streaming music like constantly. And so I'm literally looking into buying a refurbished iPod Nano like I'm in fucking high school. And this is 100% true. I was looking on eBay yesterday.
Wait, that is so funny. I feel like you're going to start a trend because I feel like iPod Nanos can come back.
Yes.
But that's also so funny that it really is high school because it's your mom getting mad at you about your data plan.
And about my music. You're like, oh, I know. She doesn't care what I'm listening to. She's just like, hey, just stop streaming this.
That is, oh my God. Well, I mean, until Christmas or until maybe, so you'll start maybe at the end of Thanksgiving, you'll start listening to the JoJo album and the R&B Christmas.
Yeah. If I can download it off LimeWire.
That is, you're going to be on like, what's it? Yeah. Like,
just go truly. All the way back to my, I never even did LimeWire, but that was.
I did. Oh, I did that hard. I was doing all the wires.
Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace. They have a curated collection of investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry. Each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts. You can buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10.
All the wires. Well, I think that's kind of a good segue-ish.
Because I stole things, so yeah, this is
piracy,
a perfect segue.
Stealing shit. Yeah, our topic is a bit of a Betches Sup crossover, but I think it's extra, extra relevant because today we're going to be talking about the White House MLMs, basically.
Yeah, they exist.
Yeah, so first we're going to talk about Trump's multi-level marketing schemes, and then if we have time, we're going to talk about Amway. But if we don't have time, we'll just do it in another episode. So don't fret.
Don't worry. We'll still get to your Betsy's and all the things and all the combo Betsy's. Words.
I know.
On.
Yeah. So basically the lead into this is like, do you remember when the New York Times released Trump's tax documents and the whole $750 thing came out?
What a great day on the internet. Like, that was where some fun tweets.
It was a great day. Yeah. So they released another follow up and they really just like went in on like where he made his money. And he like hawked a lot of random shit, spoiler alert, including two multi-level marketing companies. So he was paid $8.8 million over a decade to promote one MLM called ACN. And that was too many abbreviations for me.
That's a lot of going on. Yeah.
It was a lot. And then he was also paid $2.6 million for licensing his name to Trump Network, which was an MLM that sold vitamins. So that's what we're going to be talking about today.
I like how vitamins, they kind of just grab anybody. Like, it's not like you don't need like a fitness person that is like, yeah. Well, like, I didn't know like Trump even appealed to people who took vitamins.
I know.
Not like, in not a way of like just healthy. Genuinely like, I thought vitamins is more so for like 20-year-olds. I think in terms of buying on Instagram. Yeah.
I mean, it's interesting you bring that up because like, I feel like nowadays they would definitely get some fitness influencer, but Trump is like not, he does not appear healthy to the eyes. He's not a health icon. And the reason that they chose him was basically because the business model was like just tanking. And so they kind of approached it from a business perspective because this was back when Celebrity Apprentice was huge. Oh. And they were like, let's get a businessman to kind of lend his name to this. So then more people will think it's legit and sign up.
That is, that's smart. Okay, I see that.
I mean, it's smart, but mean. Like, I won't go so far to say it's like evil, but it's like, all right, that's kind of fucked up.
It's not evil.
not evil. New shirt, shop batches.
Oh my God, honestly.
Honestly, we got to start making a list. Someone did tweet at us about morals over oral, and I wouldn't not buy that on like a shot glass.
Wait, okay, wait. That is a shot glass if I've ever seen one. Okay.
Yeah, I think if I told that to our e-commerce manager, she'd be like, what?
She's like, what do you guys talk about? We're like,
yeah. We're like, we don't even know is the
We're
thing.
Giving life advice here.
Life advice, how not to get murdered advice, how not to get scammed advice. I think it's very valuable.
We're valuable. Yes, we are the Tyra Banks show rebooted.
Oh, wow.
Talk about.
She did this weird TikTok actually that I'm going to post on our Instagram at some point. Did you see this? Mm-hmm. Actually, I can't even imitate it. So okay. I'm not even going to go there. We're going to post it on our Instagram, NATC pod. Tyra was watching a horror movie and I think got possessed by a demon.
Wait, I need to. Okay, I'm watching that after this.
Do it. Okay, so back to the MLMs. First, we're going to talk about ACN. It stands for American Communications Network. It was founded. Yes?
Oh, I was just laughing that sounds like such like a vague name of a thing.
The thing is with all these MLMs, like, I feel like they're all so vague. Like, what the hell is Monate? You're like, oh, modern nature. Like, yeah, you.
It's truly, you're so vague, you probably think this scam is about you. Carly yes. Simon's next song.
They're all these, like, dumb, what is that word? What is the literary device for when you just mash two words together? They're these, like, dumb portmanteaus.
Yeah. Okay, you ripped that out. Yeah.
Stupid. Anyway, so we got American Communications Network. It was founded in 1993 by, oh God, guys whose last names I can't pronounce. So we got Greg Provenzano, Robert Stevanovsky, and Tony and Mike Kupich. Let's go with that.
I like how we both went completely different, but yeah, something.
What were you going to say?
I said Koopses.
One of the two, or not. Who the fuck knows? Tony and Mike. And actually, I thought this was funny because it's called American Communications Network, but it exists in like 27 countries.
That's what I thought. Well, when we'll get into it when we do the Betsy one. That was when it was everywhere too, but it was named after America. It's weird how it like, yeah. can grow so fast.
America, first in freedom and multi-level marketing. We've fallen in freedom quite a bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
So... okay, it was made up of independent business owners is what they call them. We would know them as like, you know, your consultants, distributors, whatever. Yeah, whatever name you want to call it. Yeah. And it's your typical MLM. They pay an upfront fee to sell ACN products and services, which include things like gas, internet, electricity, and phone plans. And here's the crazy thing is that it still exists.
I don't get like how.
Like, I don't know. Where is ACN internet? Like, where do they operate? And like, I'm not buying internet from a girl from my high school on Facebook. Like, I'm not even buying makeup from her.
You know why we never know if ACN internet is being used? Because it's probably so bad. Anyone that has it can't get on Twitter to tweet about using it. They're like, waiting for it to refresh.
They're probably like rock and dial up. Like, they're still waiting to connect. It's bad. So I actually looked on the website and now it costs $199 for the IBO startup fee, which only enables you to be an independent business owner for 1 year.
What?
And I think this is actually a steal because a Business Insider article from October 2020 references that in 2014, there was a $499 registration fee.
Okay. So now they're appealing to the common, to the now everyone's struggling a little bit. We want to cut a cost. Yeah,
I guess. And here's the other crazy part too, is so you pay this $200 startup fee, then you have to pay $25 a month in business support fee to be able to maintain your status. So no matter what, you're out $25 a month every month.
That business support, that BS is BS, because what the fuck is that? Like, truly.
Yeah. A lot of MLMs do this where you have to pay like a monthly fee for your website, which is the only way like people can place orders for you.
That
it's
is
like shady shit like that.
It truly, it just a constant little way to get away for people. Yeah.
Yeah. So as you guys probably know, IBOs make money by selling the services and also by recruiting. And ACN, I don't even know how to say this, but they're kind of scammy. They've been investigated before. Some big hitters include the Montana Commissioner of Securities. They were also investigated in France. They were investigated by regulators in Maryland. And they've also had to settle some cases, like one in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, because they've gotten sued, but they have not admitted fault.
I am obsessed when like the MLMs get attacked in like other countries, because that's just chic, like France to be like, but then also that I'm like, I like that. Like, of course, like they have to clean up our messes. Like they're like, this fucking
I know. I do feel like Europe has more strict standards. So they're like,
Yeah. They're kind of like, wait, this doesn't seem legal. And everyone's like, no, but that's what we do it in America. What aren't you getting?
And then they're like, oh, so we're going to shut it down ASAP.
Yeah. An MLM in America is like the little like cheese bites that France has for like in between lunch and breakfast. A petit déjeuner.
I loved that.
Isn't that chic? It's a fun name to say, petit déjeuner. It's a chic way of saying I'm eating a block of cheese. Let me tell you.
But that actually, I think, is the word for breakfast.
Well, because it's a mini breakfast. It's like the after.
It's like a mini lunch.
Yeah.
Anyways.
I don't know. All I know about my friend Shisha is that she came out to us and cried when she got dumped. So I missed a lot of the.
What?
We'll save that for another. What,
if so Danny did not do very well on the French AP exam.
No. But it taught me a lot about emotional connection because we really helped her through that together. That was a class effort.
You guys, I'm like, my jaw's on the floor because that is so wildly inappropriate.
None of my teachers were like emotionally okay. We were like all just like bonding, sharing bonbons, really getting to it.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And there's a sad Shakira song. Shakira covers a French song that's really sad. I'll put it in the Facebook group when I need to remind myself to do that on Monday because we can all listen to it together. And that's a song that helped her through her breakup. But until then.
Excellent.
Until then, we'll talk a little bit about how Trump got involved in his involvement and all that jazz. Just if you're a fan of him, you can just DM us if you're mad at us for talking about him. That is.
Don't.
I also doubt.
I'm your boy lost.
I'll just block you. I mean, like, you know what I mean? Just like save your fingers. So he started getting involved with it in 2005. And kind of what Sarah said, he made $8.8 million overall from this,
which was a lot. And he was fucking broke. So he needed it.
Mm-hmm. So he kind of took the change. And then kind of like what Sarah was saying, because this was at the time that Celebrity Apprentice was on, he was a notable personality and like host. So he would go to events for them, kind of being known, like, because he was just known speaking for them. In 2009 at an event, he called himself a friend of the co-founders, kind of like friend of the show, a Real House, like a Kim D or a Kim G from Real Housewives of New Jersey. And then cut to 2014 and 2015, he got $1.35 million for speaking at three events.
Like, how do I get that? How do I get that money?
We've heard the bitch speak. What's happening? You know what I mean? But okay. He then also told the Wall Street Journal in 2008 that he got paid $2.5 million for one speech. But I'm also confused. Where is this company get? I mean, like, how many girl bosses does this company have? Because, like, who's buying this internet?
I don't know. I guess a lot.
And I guess there's like some, yeah, all the shady business going on with it. But yeah, $2.5 million for one speech. We do know, I feel like, grain of salt because grain of salt, but it's, he was getting paid really well for these. And on top of that, because his family was kind of known as well, he and his family members appeared in videos and magazines for ACN. And the IBOs thought that Trump endorsed the business because he really believed in it.
But like, okay, the thing is, knowing the way that Trump speaks now, which like I never paid attention to before, like this is just the way he talks about shit, but people took it literally because he'd be like, oh, it's a great business, excellent business. I really love it. And people would be like, oh, wow, oh my God, Trump endorses this business and he's done his research and he really supports this company. And it's like, no, this is just how he talks about everything.
No, he's getting the check. Money. No, exactly. And I feel like, I mean, it's also the thing, it's like, that's just how, like, it's as simple as like when influencers are like, this is the soap I swear by, when it's like, is it?
Yeah.
Is Jennifer Aniston rubbing a vino on her? Mm-hmm.
No way.
No way.
Not a chance.
Burn her skin. I love it though. So he would also hype up the earning potential during this. He kind of like sold the American dream that MLMs are one to do, of being like,
yes, as they tend this, to do.
Yeah. You become like a me, you're making millions. You're like living life. You're supporting your family. You're doing all this stuff from the comfort of your home. But, neither Trump nor the ACN disclosed that he was getting paid money to endorse it. This was before the Kardashians had to add for Febreze and everything like that.
Yeah. So, I mean, this is what like this class action lawsuit that was filed by a few former IBOs alleged, was that like they never disclosed that he was really just endorsing it and not involved.
Yeah. So that's what when they kind of took it to court. But then, of course, the ACN co-founder Robert denied that, saying that, quote unquote, they made it very clear for everybody that Trump was, in fact, getting paid for this. I mean, I guess like I also would, I mean, well, I'm also not in an MLM. I always kind of assume that when someone's speaking at something, they're getting paid for it. But
I mean, the thing is, like, I feel now we've been brought up with like good advertisement literacy.
That's true.
Whereas before Instagram, I don't know.
Like back in the day, I'm like, oh, that bitch just really loves weedy cereal. It's different.
I know, right? What was it like to take people at their word? TBT.
Yeah. For anyone who's not a millennial listening and not Gen Z, what was it like to like have hope in people?
Only 80s babies will remember being gullible. Like.
And so then Trump spokesperson also says that before joining, IBOs are required to sign a disclosure that they may not make any income.
Well, that's always a good sign.
That's always. And also, if you're like, oh, I've never had to sign that for a job. Yeah, because you shouldn't sign something like that.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense. Ever. Yeah,
we've talked about it before. You shouldn't have to pay for a job.
No. Besides like getting a new like Zara sweater to look nice when you're going to interview for it.
But exactly.
That's the point.
Then we'll allow it.
We will allow that and only that. And ACN also said the same thing as Trump spokesperson, echoing this idea, telling Business Insider that they disclosed to IBOs that they may actually lose money, including in written disclaimers. I feel like, you know... when was the last time I've read a disclaimer on anything I've signed? Like, I feel like they
I mean, they knew that nobody's reading the terms and conditions.
Yeah. MLMs, I feel like, really make their safety net. And we can get into this later too, about the fine print.
Mm.
And it's sort of like, because they don't even have, like, I feel like they need to have the commercials where it's like a sleeping pill, and it's like, may cause death. And like they just like whisper that really fast. Where it's like,
yes.
Like, you may lose money. Yeah.
I love in medicine commercials when they're like, don't use Keytruda if you're allergic to Keytruda. It's like, yeah.
You're like, cool. I'll find that out on my own terms, I guess.
That's true. Like, how else would I know?
I know. Well, that's the best too. When they're like, oh, you have a headache. Take this thing that might make you like have diarrhea, vomiting. You won't be able to sleep. You'll cry at night. You'll hate your life.
You'll go blind.
I'm like,
and it may also cause headaches.
Yeah. I'm like, I'll just stick with bagels. I'm okay. Like this, and also bagels. Will cause headaches. Yeah. It's, oh God. So they are all backing up the idea that people knew they were going to lose money or not make money. And they also provided some videos from September 2006 and also one from June 08 that are hilarious and taken out of context. And like, it's sort of, they're kind of insane. Are we going to play them or?
I kind of want to play them because they're like, no, here's proof. Trump is speaking to like a bunch of independent business owners saying that he actually is in fact a paid spokesperson. But like, these videos are taken totally out of context. And it's like these tiny clips of Trump like saying stuff that totally can get lost in Trump speak. And also you can't even tell if he's speaking to anyone. It's just him on the camera. So, let's play one of these clips.
Let's get it going. You took it out. Like, that, and like, it was before like the internet even was like the internet of like things just being cut up and chopped. Like, this is IRL. This is
the real deal.
So I said, if the crowd's 30 or 35% larger, do I get 35% more money to speak? And he said, Donald, you never stop, do you? I said, you're right.
And it's like, okay. Like, okay, I guess, yeah, technically he is implying / admitting that they paid him to speak, but it's not quite a disclosure.
It's not quite a disclosure. And also because I don't know if I would have gathered that fully if I wasn't looking out for that. Do you know what I mean?
Exactly. Like it just gets lost in like whatever the hell he's saying.
Lost in Trumplation. Yeah,
Trumplation. So classic.
Yeah. Oh, I hate that I coined that term at the end of his presidency, but something tells me he'll be shouting about things for a while throughout.
Yeah. So then, hilariously, once he started running for president, he tried to distance himself from ACN. And he told the Wall Street Journal in 2015, I don't know the company. I know nothing about the company other than the people who run the company. I'm not familiar with what they do or how they go about doing that. And I make that clear in my speeches. Essentially, I don't know her, Mariah Carey, Jeff.
He full on MC'd her.
He really did.
There is ACN and now there's JLO. They are the same in terms of their eyes.
JLO. They are the same. But then it's just ridiculous because in a 2005 interview with the co-founder, Greg, Trump said, and this is like on a video, it says, we do a lot of research on companies before we agree to do something like I'm doing for you. And ACN is a great company. Again, classic Trump speech. We're like, oh, this is a tremendous company. Whatever. You get the gist. You've seen the impressions. Mine sucks. And then also Trump even featured their products on The Apprentice. So it's like, you know them very well.
It's like, boo boo, you on the videos with them. It's very much like now the topical reference of Salt Lake City Real Housewives. It's Lisa and Heather. It's like, Lisa, you remember Heather. You can't deny this.
Damn, I'm behind. So I have to watch. Definitely. To me, it was very like, I mean, I just got like big Epstein vibes when it's like this you though, like you're on Getty Images.
Oh yeah. Right. You're like, you're on the pamphlets that they handed out at the event. Like, I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, like, this is you. The only, like, I mean, then, you know, obviously Trump stopped working with them. The only real update is that there is a lawsuit. It was a class action suit filed in 2018 by four anonymous former IBOs that accuse Donald Trump, Donald Trump Jr., Eric, and Ivanka of fraud and unfair and deceptive business practices.
Like Four's company right there. Come on, knock on our door.
Yeah. Trump and ACN say the lawsuit's politically motivated because it doesn't actually name ACN in the suit. It just names the Trumps. And basically it alleges that like ACN targeted marginalized vulnerable working class people, promised returns that just weren't possible, and also that, like, again, the Trumps really misrepresented how much money you could earn, in that they didn't like disclose their real involvement, and like, again, made it seem like they did their research and knew what was up when like they were just taking checks. That's not the legal, that's not what's in the suit, but like, that's the summary.
It was catching checks. Yeah.
Yeah. So the only new update that I found was that in April, 2020, a federal judge in Manhattan denied an effort by Trump to send the case to arbitration. And I'm not a lawyer, but essentially this shit is still making its way through the courts.
Yeah. And I also feel like now with the courts and the Trump family, there are bigger fish to fry than ACN. So
yeah. Who knows like though? Because I feel like people like the craziest criminals always go down for the most minute shit. Like Al Capone was caught because of mail fraud. So maybe they'll go down for like this MLM.
That is true. That could be like the power of MLMs then. You never know.
Yeah. Let's just get some mail fraud.
Let's get some, some mail up in here. But now, I mean,
so that's ACN.
Yeah.
Never seen their internet anywhere. I would be also so skeptical about like buying gas for them. I feel like your apartment would just like blow up one day.
Oh yeah. Cause I'm like, I don't know where are you getting your gas from? It's probably just like canola oil with like rocks in it. And they're like, hey, no, this will work for your car.
I was wrong. Al Capone was taxes. Who the fuck was mail fraud? Whatever. Our producer just fact checked me. So you guys don't have to.
Well, I mean, also it's a thing. Everyone goes to jail for taxes. It's almost like I'm waiting for the day that I end up going to jail for doing the wrong thing in my taxes. It's my biggest fear.
Well, remember when we were worried about that? And then it's like, oh, Donald Trump paid $750 in taxes for 2 years.
Yeah. I'm like,
I think I'm going to be okay with my one incorrect, maybe incorrect withholding situation.
Right. Like, I feel like we all get a slide now. I feel like we all get like to bid adieu. And then with that, I'm just going to throw on, let's erase our student loan debt. That's just my personal shout out to them. All right, so let's jump into the second, because there's multiple MLMs in this White House. Unlike terms, there's two MLMs.
True.
So Trump Network started as Ideal Health before changing to Trump Network in 2009, after Trump obviously licensed his name. Kind of the same thing going on as ACN. Celebrity Apprentice was so big. Everyone was kind of like looking at Trump in terms of like business eye, kind of, he was looked as like this businessman who kept on talking about this stuff as a personality. But before it switched its name, Ideal Health was started in 97 by Scott Stanwood, his brother Todd, I have the easier names, and Lou DiCaprio.
Ooh, I know, I put two exclamation points in the outline, but yes, ooh, that was his name.
Okay, Lou, that's like a hot name. I like Lou with that.
Lou
that's
DiCaprio, I know, he would have a really great Instagram career, I feel like, if he was born a little later.
I was going to say, I think he's probably 70 now, but maybe.
Yeah, he's probably like, what's Insta that, what?
Grandma Batty or whatever her name is.
Oh, yeah.
He's fine. Hope she's doing well. Hope you're well, girl. But they sold a multivitamin that was tailored to customers based on a urine test. I'm already puking because that's just like, what?
Yeah. It gets better.
$139.95 for the test called the Priva test. $69.95 a month for the vitamins, plus $99
so much
for more testing every 6 months.
Yeah. So basically you would take this urine test one time and then they would recommend you get it the same test like every 6 months.
For $100.
Yeah, for $100. Yeah, I gotta respect, like, that's a smart marketing ploy, but also very, what's the word, predatory.
Yeah. Well, also because it's smart, because like, it's not like, oh, come get like a needle or something anyone's afraid of. Every bitch pees. So they're just like, this is a full on cross.
That's our follow-up book, is every bitch pees.
EBP. You know what I mean? Like, come on, guys. And if you're afraid of peeing, I did not know that was a fear, and that sucks. But besides that, obviously the benefits are questionable, because what vitamins you learn from your pee every 6 months? Healthline interviewed experts who said there's no urine test that can determine vitamin deficiencies. And they also said that the test purported to test for allergies and bone health.
Again, I feel like you get, when you do that allergy stuff, they do like a blood prick. They're not just, you're not peeing into a cup.
No, I don't. There's few things pee can determine for you. If you're pregnant.
Number one, how hydrated you are.
I know. I do. That's feel like I like, whenever my pee is like clear, I'm like, I am an activist. Like I am for change in the world.
I am a goddess of wellness. Yeah. It's like, are you hydrated? Do you have a bladder infection? I feel like those are the main ones.
And also, do you have a baby in you?
A baby in you. True. Big one. And do you have a kidney stone? That's it.
Oh, God.
Well, there's probably more than that, but like, you know,
I can't wait.
It's not like, am I vitamin B deficient?
Yeah, I can't wait for every doctor or like medical professional listening being like, yeah, those are the four. Like, we can tell a lot more from fucking urine, but you can't tell about these vitamins. So that's where we can all agree in the middle.
Yes.
The starter kit too was almost, so with all that, of course, almost $500, which is insane from the get-go. And I always like to say 500 back in 97. I don't really know how much inflation has happened since then, but still, that's like...
That's a hefty startup fee. And also, this is just a super expensive MLM. Like $70 a month on vitamins is so much money.
Like, no. As is typical, kind of par the course of an MLM, sales people were not employees, so they weren't guaranteed a salary or any benefits or anything like that. They'd make the money, of course, from selling the vitamins and recruiting more people to join their pee party, if you will. Kind of funny.
I hate you for that kind of.
Remember the golden shower tapes? I mean, this is all really intertwining together. Like, we have lived 900 years in the past 4 years and also in this past year.
Oh my God, you're right.
It's like fully. So the salespeople would pay upfront for product every month.
Which I feel like is an extra, it's like an, I don't know. It's an extra bad MLM practice when you have to like buy all the, what's the fucking word? Inventory.
Inventory. Yeah. It's kind of like.
And then you just have like boxes of vitamins in your garage.
And you're just like, hey, anybody want this? It's truly like, if it's basically a garage sale business plan, it's not a business for you. And you know?
It's not a good idea.
Type of thing. And do you want to hop into what about their rebranding?
Yeah. So basically, like even before they rebranded, Ideal Health's business practices were under scrutiny. And this was back in 2004. And then like we get some more like typical Trump shit where he said he wasn't involved with the company's operations, but he would give speeches for them. I mean, really, he just licensed his name out to the company. And that's like it. And he would like give speeches, but like he really was not, he was not an investor. He was not like working at
that is the funny thing. That's what I was gonna say. I'm like, you can call him out for a lot of stuff. It's not like he was making these bitches pee into things, you know what I mean, or making people buy stuff. He was just like, yeah, I'll put my name on it. But it is funny.
Exactly. He was like, yeah, you can use my name for it. Go for it.
He reminds me when he talks about businesses about like when you tell your friends like, oh my God, I met someone, and then you end up getting ghosted in a week, and you're like, I don't know that business. What are you talking about? I've never been involved with that business. It's like you gave a speech in their voicemail box for 5 minutes long after a bottle.
Yeah,
of
that's like totally him with ACN. But it actually did help, because before his involvement, there were maybe like 5,000 salespeople. And then once he got involved, it grew to over 20,000. And the company, like, again, kind of played up Trump's involvement, and a few salespeople thought that he was more involved than he actually was, sensing a theme here.
Dun, dun, dun,
dun. He also, again, like in Trump speak, you know, hyped up how much money you could really make selling these dubious vitamins. Because in 2009, he spoke at Trump Network's convention in Miami. He told them, when I did The Apprentice, it was a long shot. This is not a long shot. This is going to be something that's really amazing. It's going to be our company as a group.
Well, there is that.
Yeah. And then apparently in a 2010 video that was posted online, other people in the MLM said, we're working on projects behind the scenes every single day with Mr. Trump. But like, again, not really the case. And essentially, like, many of these salespeople who onboarded thought that he was super involved with the day-to-day operations when, like we said, he really just lent out his name for a check.
For sure. It's like that that TikTok song or that noise, like, yeah, I did that. And you would do it too for a check.
Honestly, the Trump story. That's it.
Truly.
That's it. So, and there were just like basically a lot of people who really kind of got screwed over by this and never made any money and spent like thousands of dollars on these dumbass vitamins and, you know, never made any of it back.
They just have so much pee. Samples in
so many, they just have boxes of urine. No, I mean, basically you would pee into a cup or whatever, and then you would mail it out to an independent lab for testing. But
I hope you know that independent lab was a Subway, and the person just looked at it and was like, I don't know, and they threw it out.
they would just pick a vitamin out of a hat.
Yeah.
Be like, B, all right. Be like, vitamin Q, is that a thing? Yes. And you're really lacking in it. So Trump's attorney said to the Washington Post in 2016 that Trump was always upfront that his role was limited to licensing. And apparently materials like the website did have these fine print disclosures, what we talked about. But like, again, it's just kind of like, okay, to me, it really feels like the plausible deniability game where it's like, yeah, you probably did technically disclose this somewhere, but also like the people who you're selling to, like you're not saying that stuff in your speeches.
That's, I feel like there should be a thing. If 99.9% of the people that you're that are working for you do not know the thing, you're not disclosing it properly enough.
Yeah. I mean, unfortunately, MLMs just tend to prey on people who are like naive and, you know, not doing like a ton of research. And I think this is just another symptom of that. Or yeah, just 100%. People who are desperate to make money and they're looking for like a get rich quick scheme and just, you know, taking this company and their promises at their word. So I think, again, this is kind of just another iteration of that. So anyways, in 2011, Trump's contract ended. And then in 2012, Trump Network was sold to a company called BioCutica.
That's not real.
Yeah. And also the three founders filed for bankruptcy at some point.
Oh, Scott, Todd, Lou. Wah,
wah. Yeah.
Don't they sound like a 60s band, Scott, Todd, and Lou?
Yeah, or they sound like the cast of like a, I don't know, you know, 70s sitcom.
That's, oh, we very much also that. Yeah, they're big 60s and 70s. I guess that is their age, so that yeah. works out.
It does. Well, that's it for Trump's multi-level marketing scheme. Tune in to part two, where we are going to discuss the other MLM that's in the White House. And of course, we are talking about Amway.
Betches.